So as you are listening right now, you probably feel anxiety, depression, worry, all these kind of things within your life. But I can tell you this, that the God of peace, which surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is able to sustain you in all that we do.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you're probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace, listen and learn.
Welcome to the Stop by Grace podcast. I'm your host, Richard A. Urban. And man, I'm so happy to have y'all back once again. In today's episode, we're discussing the topic of tranquility. Yes, tranquility. If I'm saying it right, a comment section, let me know. But I believe I practiced it a couple of times already, trying to figure out how to actually say it. But you asking the question, just like I asked the same question in the beginning myself, was what even? Welcome to the Stop by Grace podcast. I'm your host, Richard A. Urban. And man, I'm so happy to have y'all back once again. In today's episode, we're discussing the topic of tranquility. Yes, tranquility. If I'm saying it right, a comment section, let me know. But I believe I practiced it a couple of times already, trying to figure out how to actually say it. But you asking the question, just like I asked the same question in the beginning myself, was what even is tranquility? What does that even mean? Well, the simple terms of it is that it means peace. And peace actually is basically just a simple term of absence of disturbance or any kind of like discomfort, the meaning of discomfort. And I wanted to talk about this because one thing I was fascinated about the word tranquility as a whole, like I was like, what does this word even mean? Like, how can I attain this word? Well, in Philippians chapter 4, this is where we get this understanding of tranquility and what it actually means. Like, 100% wonderful. The teaching of this is, like, amazing. And this gives you the revelation that Paul received from God. It just helps us. The Bible is so wonderful as a whole. Like, it just shows you how we can live as saints in Christ and live in the freedom that God gives us through Jesus Christ. And that's the major thing we have to understand. One of the goals of this podcast and Stop by Grace is to help you know who you are and know who you called to be. And one of the things that we are called to be, everybody is called to be, no matter if you don't know your calling right now. My goal is to one day be satisfied in what our calling is as believers. Because we have to understand that you being a believer is your calling. And you might not understand that term or that concept of how can me being a believer is my calling. Well, we are all called by God's grace into the faith of Jesus Christ, literally. And that whole concept of being called by the faith of Jesus Christ is more deeper than that. But that's the simple terms. You have a number of things involving that. I might talk about that in a different topic on the other episode of the podcast, but or on a video on our YouTube channel, Stop by Grace TV. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to subscribe. But that's the simple terms of it. And one of those perks of walking in our calling, being called by God, is to have the pleasure of having tranquility. And this comes from Philippians chapter 4. And I want to start at verse probably at verse number 1, to be truthful, because it would give you a whole concept of it. But this is what Paul says. He says, therefore, brothers and sisters, or brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm, thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat these names. I ain't going to try, probably. I entreat so-and-so, and I entreat so-and-so to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of the fellow workers. Those names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. I don't know why every time I hear that that verse, I always hear the song Rejoice, Rejoice, Rejoice. If you know the song, let me know. But it says, it goes on, it says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Family, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned about and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. That's amazing. This, the revelation and the understanding that Paul has received from God shows you a key to living a life in Christ. So tranquility is summed up in this whole form. But I want you to understand that there are three parts of tranquility I want you to look at. The first one, like I explained, tranquility is peace in the absence of discomfort or uncomfortability. Is separate from that. It's peace. It's give you peace. The second is tranquility is deep in the presence of God. And tranquility is creating an atmosphere of quiet and relaxation. This is the key thing. This is tranquility is within your meditation. Tranquility is within your prayer. Tranquility is within your living. Tranquility is summed up as the peace of God. The peace, the absence of discomfort, the absence of uncomfortability. This is what tranquility is. Now, I spoke about peace of God, but I want to grasp the understanding. How can we receive this peace of God? Now, this is a peace of God, but the peace of God, the God of peace. So the first part is that Paul gives us instruction to how to receive the peace of God. So verse number 9, you will see it says that in order for to receive us the peace of God, we must have truth. See, so in order to receive that peace of God, if we want to receive the same peace that the apostles had, that Christ had, we must have whatever is true or truth, if you want to say. So he explains this. Verse number 9, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. Wow. So Paul, he explains this. He said, whatever you heard and seen in me, practice these things. So it's the things that has been seen and learned, truth, the truth of it. Christ is the ultimate example of this. Now, one day we will all want to be in the level of Paul and Peter and all the other apostles. For sure, one day you would like to be that way. I can name some prime examples of saints that we could look at right now. I can look at right now in my life that are prime examples that who follow Christ to the fullest. Paul not saying that he's perfect. He said, far more or less, I only boast in my weaknesses. But the example that we show people is to say that if you want to experience Christ in a way that surpasses all understanding, is by following his word and following his son. In order for somebody to say, follow me as I follow Christ, is to follow ways of Christ's example. And that's why Paul displaying this understanding of what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. He's able to say this boldly because what he does and what he says and what you have heard from him is completely from the word of God. That's the main thing we have to understand. In order for us to have the peace of God, we must first have a foundation of truth. Secondly, Paul says, whatever is honorable, think of these things. That's in verse number 3. He displays the same understanding. Verse number 3, he honors the saints that was with him. And he acknowledged the work that they did for the kingdom. He says, side by side with me in the gospel together. So they were side by side with Paul. He saw the same thing. That's why the word of God is so, that's why that verse of in the Bible, it says, iron sharpens iron. This concept of iron sharpening iron is sharpening each other. It's not dulling. You can't have one dull sword and one sharp sword and sharpen it. You can't do that. It's iron sharpens iron. That's the major thing about fellowshipping with other believers, working in the fellowship with other believers, doing the things of the gospel that we can see as saints together. We're not just doing this because for our own good and pleasure, but we doing this because we want to honor God and to grow together. So Paul demonstrates the honor. Then he says, whatever is just or action, if you want to say, displayed in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 31. Whatever is just, we must do these things. Whatever is pure, look at these things. And lovely. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. These are our thoughts. We must daily reform our mind and transform our minds. I mean, I myself personally can testify to this from my journey, my personal journey, of all thoughts of lust, thoughts of evil desires, thoughts of feeling more down, thoughts of not feeling confident with myself, thoughts of I am no longer saved or not child of God, thoughts of suicide when I was younger, thoughts of depression, thoughts of anxiety, worry, all these kind of things. We have thoughts daily in our lives that we sometimes feel like we cannot control them. But Paul says, set your mind on things that are pure and lovely, and the peace of God will come. I'm actually want to put a book together with this because this is a great demonstration of what I would love to have is for us to have a book. Or we do have a book, the Bible, duh, of course. But I want to make it more simpler for people to actually memorize scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, we destroy every argument and loosely objective rise against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to the obedience or to obey Christ. The next one, whatever is commendable, verse number 10, verse 13, he demonstrates that. And transforming our thoughts. That's the main thing. Now, the second one, he said, and whatever is commendable, other word would be this, for this will be praiseworthy. See, Paul, he acknowledged and honored those that was with him. And then secondly, he gave a knowledge to what they have done for him. Praiseworthy. You could experience this not just by praising and giving gratitude to people that are around you, but also we could experience this in our prayer time. As we do all these things, actually, we could experience God's peace. That's the key thing of doing all these things in prayer. Absolutely, 100%. But in our actions, we do these things as well too. We show honor, we show truth. We are just in our actions. We are pure in our actions. We are loving in our actions. We have lovely thoughts and pure thoughts. We acknowledge these things. And then whatever is commendable, as we are praying to God, we are acknowledging what God has done for us, saying, Father, we glorify you for what you have done for us in our lives. We glorify you for the things that you provided for us. We glorify you. We exalt you. You are worthy to be praised. That is praiseworthy. Whatever is excellent, other word could be this, whatever is good, whatever is noble, that he displays that in verse number 17 and 18. Whatever is worthy of praise. And at the end of all these things, we as saints will be able to have the peace of God, the God of peace. He is the giver of peace. So as you are listening right now, you probably feel anxiety, depression, worry, all these kind of things within your life. But I can tell you this, that the God of peace, which surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is able to sustain you in all that we do. No matter what situation you are going through, I can assure you that as you pray and meditate on these things, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is noble, is praiseworthy, worthy of praise, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, I promise you, God, I actually, don't take my word for it. God promises you in his word, the God of peace will sustain you because you look towards these things as you make an atmosphere that is quiet and relaxing. And you are meditating on God's word and meditating on what he spoke upon you. What is going to overtake you is the peace of God. I believe people are seeking to have peace at this time. Peace on earth, peace in their finances, peace in their family, peace in their home, peace in their schools, peace at the in our countries. But the only way we can even experience this peace, for anybody to experience this peace, we must submit to God. He is the God of peace. Peace.
Stop by grace.